Bill, thanks so much for joining us here.
Glad to be here, Dave. Thanks for inviting me.
Well, you sent an email out to staff in January announcing your, I don't know if it was unexpected, but your departure from the district. Bring those that didn't get the email up to speed a bit.
You bet. Yeah, it was unexpected. My wife went through cancer last year, and unfortunately it's recurred, and we've been going through medical care. And in talking with the doctors, one important question I asked them was, do I need to be with her? And they said, you do. So I had to make a decision to depart early this year. My intention was to finish the year and actually come back next year.
I wonder if you could share with folks how Sherry's doing.
Well, you know, given the situation, a third recurrence of cancer, she's holding up amazingly well. You know, it's serious. There's always hope, and we've really appreciated everything we've gotten from the community, the staff, our friends, our colleagues. And so we're holding that hope, and that's what people need to do when they get into these situations, is keep your attitude as positive as you can, have hope and faith in that life will be good, and get the good medical care, and do everything you can to sustain what you have. And that's what we're doing.
You will relocate down to Seattle?
Yes. When we started our journey with this really 18 months ago, it was evident because of the seriousness of the cancer she had that we needed to get to the best medical care we could. And luckily that happened to be in Seattle at the Seattle Cancer Care Alliance and the University of Washington Medical Center. And she's been under both those care of doctors and oncologists and surgeons since. And one of the questions, because we've been bouncing back and forth, and one of the questions we had to ask too was, does Sherry need to be down here full time now? And again, that answer was yes.
Let's move on to a different subject, which would be your tenure here with the district. Looking over these years, what do you consider to be some of the accomplishments or changes that have come with your time here with the district?
Well, I've been very fortunate. I think we've seen a broad range of accomplishments and improvements. And just like anything in life, when that happens, it isn't just one person. So these accomplishments are not necessarily just Bill McLeod. I've got a great staff. I've got great support people. I've got a great assistant superintendent. The community has been very supportive. We've had good partnering with all of the agencies in town, all the BBs, the city, SAFE. It's been a collaborative effort, and it's really been a neat journey. You know, one of the things that intrigued me about coming to Dillingham when the job was first posted, well, a couple. First of all, I love the fish, so you couldn't be in a better place, right? Second, I enjoy the outdoors. Beautiful here. Third, I was looking for a professional challenge. And when I looked at Dillingham, it wasn't a low-performing district. It had pockets of excellence, but it could be doing a lot better. And so I wanted that professional challenge in my life at that time.
Did this offer it to you?
It did offer it to you. I had other opportunities and was offered other jobs, and I selected to come to Dillingham because of those reasons.
Walk us through how you've looked at those challenges and tried to meet them.
Well, you know, I'll start with some kind of simple things. The bond issue had just been completed. We opened up the school. The elementary was just getting finished. And there were a lot of challenges in wrapping all that up, getting it ramped up. And everything was upgraded but the infrastructure of the school. You know, the HVAC, the mechanical, the pipes, the pumps, all of that. And it started to fail in year one. And so one of the things I feel very good about is with Russell Nelson and the capable folks that we've had, we have probably, at the end of this year, will have upgraded every significant failed system within the school district. And you never catch up with that because it's always recurring. But I feel very good with the state and condition of the school.
What about challenges with the kids, with the students?
You know, the kids here have been marvelous. Since day one, the kids needed to perform higher academically. That was one of the challenges that I saw. We had pockets of excellence throughout the system, but when I came, the district was on like year five of sanctions from the state for low performance, and there were mandatory compliance issues in the special education department. And I really have to credit Assistant Superintendent Danny Frazier. He came on a couple months actually before I did and started working to really get the district in compliance. And he's done a terrific job with that. And since his tenure there, we had an audit 2 years ago. I think we were like 98% compliant, and that's kind of unheard of. That's a high threshold. And the academics of the school have really improved. I mean, we've went from that level 5, which is the highest or lowest ranking you got at that time, to year something something, because it started in 2000 and I think, 04, I think was the year that everything started with No Child Left Behind. And so we've went from, at least from the state's perspective, of a not a low-performing school, but we didn't do well enough to meet the thresholds to be a satisfactory or higher-performing school. Well, since the new, we put in a variety of initiatives for improvement. Our response to intervention program, we've updated the curriculum, we've did a lot of professional staff development with K-12. We've added reading interventionist teachers. We have intentionally worked on disciplinary programs and positive behavior programs for the students. And 5 years later, the tone and atmosphere of our schools is pretty positive. And when I first got here, I did hear a lot of negative comments from certain community members about how bad the school system was. And it wasn't bad, it just wasn't as good as it should be. I don't hear that anymore. I hear that we are a pretty doggone good school district. And with the new ASPE ratings, all of our schools are 3-star or above, which means we're satisfactory or better, and we want to even be better than that.
Speaking of getting better, or speaking of improvements, if you had another year or two or three, where would you set your sights, or where should the next administration set their sights to continue the improvements?
You know, one thing is with the whole fiscal condition of the state, fiscal budget is a real challenge now. We dipped in enrollment last year. So holding our enrollment and gaining enrollment is going to be kind of important, because the base student allocation formula that we get funded by is driven off the number of students. And when you're in an upward trend, life is good because you've got more money coming in. When you're in a downward trend, not so good. You have to start looking at making reductions. So just sustaining what we have right now is going to be a challenge. Another area that we need to continue to look at is to continue to improve our curriculum. Curriculum is a vibrant thing that is constantly in need of adjustment. And we have a very good cycle for maintaining our curriculum, and that needs to be continued. And investing both in professional staff development and in the kinds of materials that help kids learn better. We need to continue our intervention efforts that we've done with our response to intervention program, because that has been a key element of having additional expertise that the classroom teacher can partner and collaborate with and provide that one-on-one small group intervention with kids that need it. And I believe that we should have a stronger career technical emphasis at the high school, and we should have developed curriculum or pathways, if you would, to real jobs in and around our area and in the state of Alaska, in adjusting the traditional high school format, kind of that college prep focus with maybe you have a spattering of career technical, to redesigning it where your focus is career technical. Think of the natural resource jobs in our area. Think of the marine fishing industry jobs that are in our area. Think of the health and related medical jobs and positions in our area. And districts, furthermore, that have done this also do better in another dramatic, well, not dramatic, but it really is a challenge for this area, and that's the dropout rate.
I was going to ask you, what can you say about the graduation rate since you've been here, and what do you see as the next couple of years down the road?
It has steadily improved. The dropout rate in the community has been as low as the 30%, and the highest it's ever been is 70%. We're estimating this year that this year's graduating class is going to be doggone close to 80% plus or minus. It will be the highest graduating class ever since they've been keeping records.
5 years, what's your proudest moment with this district?
Improving the dropout rate. I feel very good about that because that is a difficult, difficult thing to change because of all the dynamics that are involved there. That's probably the best thing. The second best thing, I think, is generating a very positive image for the school district and engendering a very caring, kind, and collaborative staff. This is a good place to be.
Bill McLeod, thank you so much.
Thank you, Dave.